My guest is David Petrie. He's done a lot of historical columns, articles, three books, and we're going to wrap up Neon Signs on State Street. During the break, we were talking about the Blue Skies Mobile Home Park. That's a huge neon sign, and maybe that and Joe's might be one of the larger ones. My neon sign story was the Antique Alley on State Street had a sign, a neon sign that said antiques in his, not sticking out, in his front window display. And the sign ordinance committee came down on him, and they wanted it gone. And he said, no, this is a product. It's got a for sale sign on it. It's got a price on it. This isn't a sign. This is a product I'm selling. Now, of course, it happened that when you, anywhere within 100 miles, you could see this neon sign that said antiques.
Yeah.
And he kept it there overpriced for years. And then finally, someone actually bought it. So yeah. He had that battle. So, okay, that's my neon sign story. You, because Santa Barbara is not digitized, historical, and it's not an easy way to make a living, you wrote a novel. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I've written four novels. This is the fourth. I think I was exercising my father. he and I and my brother, we had a complex relationship. He was a pediatric cardiologist, a bright, brilliant guy, but very, very angry at life. He wanted daughters. He got sons. Anyway, so I wrote this coming-of-age story about growing up in Los Angeles, where I grew up. This kid that comes home from junior high one day and gets beat up. He's new in town. He's from Indiana, like I was. He gets beat up, and on his way home, he gets patched up by a group of prostitutes and then gets embroiled in the prostitution and in drugs and all sorts of stuff. This is all true for me except for the prostitutes. I used to walk by them coming home from school every day, but I never talked to them other than,
in Indiana.
Say things. No, this was in L.A., downtown L.A., downtown Hollywood.
Wow.
So it's just a story of growing up in Hollywood in the 1960s, the late 1960s. It's called If They Say I Never Loved You, which is a line from L.A. Woman by the Doors. And, so it's just this kid's infatuation with a prostitute who patched him up.
Wow. It sounds like a screenplay. It sounds like it should be, it's Hollywood.
I think so, but I don't know. How do you get in touch with Netflix these days,
Do you know what? My good friend Debbie, I got her writing. I wrote a script that never got anywhere, an episode, but she wrote several, and she had one option by in Netflix, and so there's certainly, have you ever tried to send it to anybody?
I haven't. So my novel and my first two records came out in the beginning of 2019, and my mother went into hospice that same month. And so I did no marketing for the music I was doing or the novels.
Did she read
the novel?
Did she read your book?
Yeah, she did. She loved it. My brother's in it. He loved it. So.
And they're both gone.
They both passed.
And your father, of course, had passed earlier, so he didn't read. Wow. I'm telling you, just the way you recap the book, and if they say I never, say
they
the title.
Say I never loved you.
Oh, he loved you. If they say I never loved you from the Doors. It sounds very interesting, and I'm going to, you remind me, text me, and I'll talk to Debbie. And, it's just, I interviewed an author a few weeks ago, Andrew Ferguson, and he's written multiple books. And he told me, and he was on the air, and he goes, it was optioned by, a very famous comedian. I can't think of the name. But he had it for a year or two, never did anything. And then another famous comedian optioned it, never did anything. So it's a tough nut to crack. But you did what you loved, and the author is David Petrie. P-E-T-R-Y, and the book is If They Say I Never Loved You, and that's your passion. But you wrote a couple of novels before that, but is something like that on Amazon, or where would someone buy it?
That's on Amazon, yeah. It's out there in the world.
Very
nice. I'd like to make an audio version of it soon and get that out there. But
Maybe if we get Debbie to read it, she could write it into a screenplay.
That would be awesome.
Although I don't know if she would want to do that, because then you'd have to split the profits. I don't know how you figure that out.
Don't care.
You don't care? All right. Well, we've got that recorded.
No.
David Petrie, thanks for sharing Santa Barbara history with us and your take on it. Always interesting to talk to you. Appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Okay, you're so welcome.
Thanks, Mark.
Okay, bye-bye. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with the weekly multiple listing sales update.